Dukes of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show.
Let's go.
Where are we going?
The Skooks of Hazzard Show.
What's happening, everybody? This is the Skooks of Hazzard Show.
And you're Eric Steven.
First show of 2018. And I am Eric Steven.
And I'm Joshua Bryan here.
As always, my trusty sidekick.
Mm-hmm. Untrustworthy. But
my untrustworthy sidekick.
Yep.
Right. He steals a lot of stuff when he's here.
Well, I lie, too.
You lie?
Yeah, around.
You're deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, check out this one. I think you're gorgeous.
It's first show of 2018. What episode is this?
I don't even know. I think 54. Four or 55?
No,
maybe?
I think it's more than that.
Oh, I have no idea.
58?
We'll get back to you on that, but
yeah,
it doesn't really matter. We got about an hour and 10 minutes of unadulterated, unmitigated, unknowing truth that we call comedy.
How was your New Year's?
It was amazing. I went to a Port Chester, New York. That's about 20 minutes from Connecticut, Stamford, Connecticut.
Porkchester,
yeah.
It's not Rochester?
No, it's Port.
I thought you said Porkchester, like
no,
the
port.
Meat.
No, like the wine.
Like a seaport.
Yeah, like a seaport.
Okay.
Or a bay port, whatever you want to say.
But okay.
The Porkchester, okay, it's about that guy from Airheads, but it's now called Port Chaz.
What? Oh, Chaz from Airheads?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
Chester.
Chester.
Yeah, Chester. I played D&D too. You know, that... Black guy yells out. It was
yeah.
Great. Well, anyway, I went up to Porkchester to check out a band with six of my friends. We went and saw the String Cheese Incident.
The String Cheese, I've heard of them.
Yeah, they played three nights at the Capitol Theater.
Three nights straight.
Yes.
Without stopping.
Yeah, pretty much.
72 hours.
Well, it was actually 15 hours when you counted it all together.
Oh, so they did take some breaks.
They took a couple, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now,
I get it.
We got a hotel up there. The very first night we were in the hotel, it was pretty crazy. We're hanging out in the room, just a few of us getting ready, and I put on my shower cap as I like to do because
mm-hmm.
if they're complimentary, if I have to pay for them,
yeah.
I mean,
you don't bring your own?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I only
use them in hotels. You don't have one at home?
I don't have one at home. I only use them in hotels.
Okay, that's weird, but okay.
Well, I like to take them down to the pool so I don't get chlorinated hair follicles.
Okay.
You know.
All right. What do you do when you go to a regular pool?
When I go to a regular pool, I always bring a greased watermelon to throw in, and people try and grab it, and they can't grab it.
Slippery.
Slippery bastards. And then I trade my towel for a bunch of nachos.
We haven't done a show in 2 months.
That's correct.
I think it's like traditional now. We take an end-of-the-year break for a few months.
Well, see, it does get so busy. I went to England for over a week.
Mm-hmm.
Went to New York. I did a bunch of fucking... traveling. It was pretty.
That sounds exciting.
I
wish I had done stuff like that. I didn't do anything really.
I wanted to take over the reins of Daniel Corey, who's no longer with us.
You're going to be our traveling, you know, member of the show.
The tri-state area. Well, I went across the pond to England. That was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like I saw this cannon, and I got a photo with it, and I go, bada boom.
A cannon?
Yeah, it was an old cannon.
Okay.
Now, and they had the ball, like the actual cannonball,
yeah,
welded into the end of it.
Oh, so you couldn't fire it.
Well, you probably could try, but it won't go very far.
Yeah,
just take the whole cannon with it. Boom, boom. I went over there. I ate a bunch of really good food. I went to Canterbury.
Did you have beans for breakfast as they do over there?
I did one morning. Friday morning, I did the full English breakfast.
Yeah.
It
eggs
was
and
really
beans,
delicious.
Toast.
Yeah, I put Marmite on toast.
Marmalade?
Marmite.
Orange Marmite?
No. No. Marmite is a, let's see, it's a textured, I don't know, like evaporated yeast with celery seed. It's almost like a bouillon, like a spreadable bouillon.
A bouillon.
And someday I hope to put all my money into it and I become a bouillonaire. But after that, what I wanted to do was I wanted to bring it home because it's called the Gene Project.
Sure.
And basically, you're either born a lover or born a hater of this product.
Okay.
So when I came home, me and my friends that do the Burger of the Month Club, because I can't eat a burger every day. We
right.
come up with
Not
these
healthy.
Puns. I came up with the Judd Nelson Full English Breakfast Club Burger.
Oh,
okay.
And what is that?
Well, what it is a burger with a grilled tomato.
Okay.
There's Marmite on the buns. Then it's a
still not sure about the Marmite part, but
it's pretty good. I'll bring it over next time.
Okay.
We put a burger down. Then I put pieces of English breakfast sausage. Then Gordon Ramsay style scrambled eggs on top of that. Then bacon on top of that. Then hollandaise, fresh made hollandaise on top of that.
Uh-huh.
And then pork and beans. And I stacked this fucker. It was taller than a pint glass. And somehow it was the most delicious thing I ever put in my mouth hole.
Well, it sounds good.
Oh, it was.
The way
was,
you describe it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And then on the side, a little hash brown.
A little hash brown?
Yeah, I got so baked from that brown hash.
So we haven't done a show in 2 months, so a lot of news has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Should we get into our news segment?
Yep, the very first news article is the Eagles
well,
lose
hold on.
The Super Bowl.
Hang on a second.
Just kidding, that wasn't real news. Now you can start it.
They are in the Super Bowl, by the way.
Barely.
So, ha-ha.
Yeah.
Fucking Redskins fan over there.
I'm not really a fan. I'm more of an air conditioner, you know?
Yeah.
I blow.
Now, new things you need know about.
There was a guy from the Skook on, speaking of the Eagles, there was a guy on from the Skook on ESPN shotgunning beer.
Mm-hmm.
He said he shotgunned 4 beers on live TV.
Hmm.
From the Skook.
What was his name?
I don't know. Evans something. Something Evans.
If I can be honest with you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, yes, I am a Redskins fan, but it is nice to see somebody from the NFC East get into the Super Bowl. But
other than the Cowboys.
Right. But what I'm really upset about the whole thing
yeah.
is how rowdy the fans are. And, like, they are going to burn Philadelphia to the ground.
That's not a good way to celebrate.
Dude, this guy at that game, right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even have a ticket. He got in, got fucking schlit-faced. Went outside and started punching a police horse in the face.
I read that, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. Why would you punch the police horse? And what's crazy is the cop's like sitting on the horse. What are you doing to my horse? Like, butternut, butter stuff, buttercup.
It got crazy after that game. Anyway, let's...
Yeah, well, that's news.
It is news.
Real important news.
That's real news.
I have quite a few stories. Since it's been a while, they've been piling up in my phone.
Yeah.
And
hit us with the first one.
The very first one we're going to talk about is about an American who strips and throws poop at a Thai airport after ingesting too much Viagra.
Oh.
Did you see this?
No, I did not.
Well, that's what happened. This guy.
This is why the world hates us.
Well, we've gotten good news for you. Probably not. This guy named. What's his fucking name? Oh, Cialis.
Uh-huh.
We'll just call him Cialis.
Very common name.
Yeah, very common. Well, he took a bunch of Viagra, and there's like a side effect of it that causes like mental hallucinations, and he didn't know where he was. He was walking around with a boner in the Thai airport.
So wait, but if you take more Viagra than you're supposed to, you'll get a boner and high?
Well, you could.
Huh.
It depends on your body chemistry.
Yeah.
You know, that's not something I've done because I'm hard as a rock, baby.
Yeah.
You know, whenever. Go ahead. Breathe on it.
Yep.
Nothing? I'm a lot like that fucking Boys to Men song. Not too hard, not too soft. You know?
Yeah.
Dum-dum-da.
So this guy at the Thai airport threw... What
well,
do you do?
He got naked. He stripped down and like started acting erratically. He was running around. He took a shit and then picked it up and started throwing it around the airport.
Ugh.
Like chasing people with his his brown boner.
Does it say what part of America he's from?
He's from...
I'm going to guess the South.
Nope, he's from New York. His name is Steve Cho, a native of New York. He was waiting for a flight out of the departure hall of Phuket International Airport in Thailand. Yeah, Phuket. Without warning, Cho stripped off all his clothes and began running through the airport, reportedly screaming incoherently, wreaking havoc in airport shops, and throwing his shit at bystanders. It took 6 D9 security guards to bring him down and ultimately, get his erection to go down.
Right.
So... And that was
first things first.
That's pretty scary. I mean, imagine an onlooker named, you know, Wan E. Ming. She's like, when he regained his composure, he admitted he took so many Viagra, he just lost consciousness, and then he's, you know, like a raging hard-on, just looking for a hole, you know? So
I guess he's going to be detained in Taiwan for a little bit.
Yes, actually, he was detained, and then he got a doctor's note that said, please allow him to leave, fuck it. all right, next story.
Next story. Hey, I got, you know, with all this sexual harassment stuff in the news now, I don't know if you saw this, but, and this isn't fake news at all, this is ripped right from the pages of the...
We don't do any fake news on
no,
this.
No, none. Have you ever heard of the porn star Mia Khalifa?
Mia Khalifa?
Yeah.
Is that Wiz's wife?
Yeah, this says, porn star Mia Khalifa has filed sexual harassment charges against her former porno co-star, claiming he crossed the line when he told her she had nice tits while he was fucking her up the ass. Hmm. And you just don't do that.
No, you don't.
They frown upon that.
Yes,
you gotta
absolutely
act professional.
You can't say it when you're standing in, like, the, what do they call that, the caterer's line? Yeah. You know, because they cater all those porns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They got hot dogs, whole cucumbers and bananas.
That wasn't...
And clams.
That wasn't a real story.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, okay. I made that up.
Well, this one, you know how we love to talk about sick fucks on this show. Well, and especially ones that commit weird sex acts with things other than humans. This woman from Scotland, who she shot a video of herself in a sex act involving her pet dog and whipped cream.
Videoed it, huh?
Yeah, she pleaded two counts of possessing pornography.
Hmm.
That's
a crime?
Yeah, possessing pornography.
Not animal pornography, just pornography.
Right, yep.
Yeah.
Just regular pornography. I mean, you can't have like a sex act of yourself banging the Loch Ness monster. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have it.
I'm gonna cancel my trip to Ireland.
Well, she copped the
was it Scotland?
Scotland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her last name was Carnes. She copped to possessing the extreme pornographic image depicting in an explicit way a female engaging in sexual activity with a dog. Now, this chick, she weighs about 800 pounds.
This is the second bestiality story we've talked about.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of it going on. Well, because people are getting trouble for kiddie porn, so now they have to switch to, you know, like...
Yeah.
I wonder if you can get in trouble if you have, like, a puppy, where it's like, you know, kiddie porn and bestiality all in the same thing.
Yeah.
Probably.
Double trouble.
Yep, absolutely. Well, she was, you know, she got busted, and it sucks. Now she's going to have to...
It sucks.
Yeah, now she's going to have to... you know, diddle herself with just the image of her dog in her mind, which kind of sucks, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how good of an imagination she has, but, I mean, she thought of that, so
well,
she
you need
be
to be
right.
Have a pretty good one to be aroused by that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I have one. Did you hear about the blowjob tour?
The blowjob tour?
Yeah, there was an Italian actress who... She started this blowjob tour thing.
Okay.
And
this somebody that we can all go on this tour?
Well, it's not. The tour is over now because she was bitten in the face by a dog. So this Italian model started an oral tour to thank voters for defeating a December 2016 national referendum.
Oh.
I don't know what the referendum was about, but she just traveled the countryside sucking guys off.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a pretty awesome tour.
And listen, if you want my vote,
yeah,
that's how you get it. You promised me a nice blowjob, and you got my vote. Doesn't matter what it is.
Okay, so you wouldn't be... All right. Who would you vote for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of like a would you rather,
okay?
So who would you vote for? Hillary Clinton with Botox injected in her lips?
Yeah.
Or Bernie Sanders with no Botox in his lips? And well, they both promise blowjobs if you vote for them. Which are you going to go with?
Well, I was going to ask you, who do you want me to vote for? And if you suck my dick, I'll pick that one.
Oh, okay, then yes. yes, definitely going for Hillary Clinton. Because
all right.
I've seen many pornos with her.
Yeah.
They're bad Photoshop things, but it's pretty cool. It's inside her oval orifice, it's called, you know? And the white dress and... You know, there's blue stains on it now, which is kind of weird. She's fucking popping.
So anyway, this porn star was bitten in the face by a dog at a friend's party, and doctors advised her to not make any major mouth movements for the time being, which she could you know, switch it up and change it to a hand job tour.
Yeah, she right? could. The old fashioned tour, they
yeah,
call
don't,
it. You
don't
know?
Give up.
Well, because it's Western grip style, she probably doesn't know too much about it.
Right.
But you know what I mean? There's other things you can put, you know, other holes you could put in, you know?
Yeah.
Come on the ass tour, or, you know, come on my, you know, tit fucking tour or whatever. You know, you could put your yeah. dick in between my nuts and, you know, change legislature. Oh, my God, this bill, I'm coming.
She performed more oral sex on more than 400 men on the tour. Boy, to be number 400, huh?
You know what, though? Like, that's crazy because that's not that many votes.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you really want like a scorched earth type campaign, you know, you got to get out yeah. there and suck a lot of dick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
How is she going to get women voters?
I don't know.
Fellatio?
Doesn't say.
Yeah. What's her name?
Paola? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Paola. Yeah.
Paola Salino.
Oh, that sounds hot.
Yeah.
Do you have a picture of her?
Right there. That's
oh,
her
my God.
Licking something.
It looks like she's licking a flat iron.
A curling iron. Yeah, it is.
That's
you're right.
What it is, right?
Yeah. I guess she didn't have a dildo on hand.
No, but she could put that up there and...
It looks like a phallus.
Well, she can straighten her pubes.
Uh-huh.
You know? Okay, moving
right.
on. More international news.
Yeah.
This is actually kind of a cute one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the Back to the Future movies?
Of course.
And you
who
love,
isn't?
And you know the DeLorean?
Yeah.
You know
you know they're coming out with a new DeLorean.
They should, yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's made of solid steel.
Sure.
Yep, and it's going to go up to 87 miles an hour.
Because they don't want anything.
They had to put a governor on it.
Right.
So we don't go into the future and fuck shit up.
Right, right.
So anyway, this Canadian man, he was out plowing snow, and it turns out he's like a design engineer.
Right.
So what he did was he took all the snow from the neighbors' houses and, you know, somehow sculpted this to look just like a DeLorean.
Okay.
And they have these rules where they have to park on the opposite sides of the road so they can plow.
I did see this.
And the cops came and he kind of hid.
Right.
And then fucking the cops kept putting tickets on this snow car.
Right.
And it's not even a real fucking car. He's like, they're looking for the license plate and they keep digging snow.
It's under here somewhere.
Yeah, man.
Sergeant.
So that, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's a... Well done prank.
The cops really enjoyed it, though. They took pictures with it, and, you know, they went into the future where it melted.
Right.
And they couldn't get back.
My snow DeLorean.
Yeah, my snow DeLorean. What else do I got? I got...
Well, how about this study that shows manspreading is a real epidemic?
I know it is. We've talked about it several times.
I mean, I've been saying for a while now, you know, the opioid epidemic is pales in comparison to the manspreading epidemic.
Right.
We talked about it last show with Queenie.
Mm-hmm.
Guy punched a lady in the face for complaining that he was manspreading her excessively.
Yeah. Hmm.
And this new study found that men stretch out their legs while seated on the subway 5 times more often than do female passengers.
Hmm.
So
there's probably something we can do about that. Like when you're young.
Yeah,
okay,
more great work coming out of the University of Ron Jeremy.
Before you even get to become a man,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have to take, like, they should probably start talking about this in health class in
mm-hmm.
high schools, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
I bet you they are.
You're 17 years old. You're just about to become a man.
Yeah.
And they pull you aside and they say, okay, this is how you have to sit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Boy spreading, that's not so much of a problem.
Yeah, it's a man
when
spreading.
When you become a man
yeah.
and you're liable for your actions
sure.
after you're 18, I mean, you can go to jail.
Right.
Felonious man spreading.
Right. There's no, adolescent spreading is not a problem.
Well, man spreading is technically a misdemeanor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's the dad joke.
All right. Go ahead with your next story.
All right. We're gonna stick to the international news. I thought this was kind of fucked up.
Okay.
You know, we have all kinds of beauty pageants in America.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But we don't think about other countries having beauty pageants.
Yeah.
Okay. If you think about Saudi Arabia and a beauty pageant, what do you think of?
Who has the cleanest sheets?
You'd be close. What it is they don't have women doing beauty pageants because we don't know what their women look like.
Right.
And neither do they.
Yeah. So it's just it doesn't work.
They go to their next favorite thing over there.
Mm-hmm.
Camels.
Camel.
Yep.
A camel beauty contest.
Camel beauty pageants. They're all the rage over there because camels are their, you know, only source of transportation. So
right.
It's just like a car show, or you know what I mean? Like, you know, oh, I got my nice new Corvette, you know? Oh, okay, well, I got my nice new Camel. Well, 12 of them happened to be disqualified because the guy who was breeding them injected their faces with Botox, because apparently the bigger the nose, the bigger the lips, and the droopier the ears is the hotter the camel is.
Sure. It's so like the Westminster Dog Show for camels.
All right. Imagine Tinder for camels, all right? And you just keep swiping right until you get the perfect fat lip camel that spits right on you. And you're just like, ooh, that is just hot.
Look at that camel's hump.
Well, anyway, these guys got fined because there's real money at stake. It's like $57 million if you win this beauty pageant.
Really?
That is yeah, because they have all that money from like the princes, you know?
Get out.
Yeah, I swear, dude. $57 million awarded to the winners of the contest.
Yeah.
And they have races, too.
They have camel races.
Yep, they race camels. It's just like NASCAR, except for more racism.
You have a souped up camel.
Yeah, you got like camel what are they? Camels stickers on the side of like the camel.
Right. You know, decals.
Yeah, smoke Camel Joe or whatever, you know.
Right.
And
yeah.
Some of the oil companies sponsor it too. So you have like Quaker State over there, you know, slapping a sticker, a decal. Well, what number on you? I don't know. I can't read Arabic. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
And they won by a nose. And that's the fucked up part, because if they have big Botox injected noses, chances are you're going to win.
Chances are.
Yep.
Chances
are.
How many more news stories do you have?
I got two. Okay, I have
two.
And these are back in America.
Back in America?
This one's actually out of the Lehigh Valley.
Local.
So that's super
close.
Local. Decades of semen squirting land offender in state prison. This guy, Michael Kevin Morris, who looks a lot like a decrepit black version of Bob Saget.
I see it.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah.
Well, he basically began his crime silently creeping up to random women,
mm-hmm.
and then he would throw semen on them.
He had it prepared, you know, prior to...
Yes, he's been doing it for decades.
So he's been saving it.
He has countless victims. He pleaded no contest to indecent assault for three of the most recent offenses within the past 2 years.
Okay.
Basically, he has no law. Until 2006, there was no law classified semen throwing as a sex offense.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it wasn't. In 93, for instance, he was charged with simple assault for squirting semen from a perforated condom onto a woman inside a supermarket. He's also thrown it from small squirt bottles. And
this guy's like the DC sniper with semen.
Yeah. Finally, this sentence is long overdue. We can't have guys just going around squirting semen on people, because frankly, you know, people can get pregnant that way. I mean, imagine somebody comes home and she's like, I'm pregnant. Well, wait a second. It's not my kid. We haven't had sex in 3 years. We're married.
Yeah, semen sniper got
it. She goes, oh, semen sniper. You ever see him? He's like Marky Wahlberg.
He's a regular Lee Boy Malvo.
He's like Mark Wahlberg, but Black Bob Saget.
Right.
You know, so that is the news for that one, and I have one more.
Okay.
And this one, I mean, Eric, you grew up watching, you know, kids television when you were a little kid.
I still do.
You get home from, you know, first grade, and you turn on PBS and the pubic broadcasting system.
Right.
And who's there? Everybody favorite purple extinct dinosaur.
Barney?
Barney.
Yeah, I never watched Barney, but you have a Barney story.
I do have a Barney story.
I can only imagine.
The guy who played Barney, the dinosaur, now runs a tantric sex business.
Boy, that's like polar opposites.
He started his current practice in 2004 and finds clients in any number of ways, from word of mouth to converting women he's met on Tinder into believers. So basically, I love you.
He's an evangelist of sorts.
And you love me.
Yeah.
We're a happy tantric sex family.
Sting would probably be into that.
Oh,
I know he's
it
into
does
that
actually.
Sex.
It does mention this in the article about Sting. That's so funny you said that. Well, the guy's name is Joyner, And when he met, when the lingam and the yoni meet.
I don't know what any of that means, okay, but okay.
The penis and the vagina.
Oh.
There's a certain energy that takes place that hands on the body alone cannot create. So this guy created basically like a sex yoga.
Oh.
But it's all legit. I mean, he's been doing this for years, man, and it's just coming to light now.
Mm-hmm.
He tells everybody that his clients are either gods or goddesses. That's how he addresses them
right.
when they come into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they go backstage and they put on a kid's play.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Barney and Friends.
Well, happy New Year, everybody. It's 2018. We're getting back in the swing of things here.
Yeah.
So
just think we just spent 1 year under Trump America.
Oh, it's been hell.
7 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20th he was inaugurated.
Yes.
Right?
Well, don't Last think year. Of it as that. Think of it as the day your buddy got engaged.
Yeah. Because, no, I don't think of it like that.
Well,
it's more like the apocalypse I think it of as. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
End of the world type stuff.
Oh, man, that's what that chick should call her tour, the Apocalypse Oral Tour.
And on that note, we're going to go on our first break because, damn, we've almost been doing this for a half an hour now.
Well,
so
we
had a lot to talk to.
Yeah, we haven't
yeah,
we
it's,
missed everybody.
It's not a bad thing. I'm just, you know, stating it as a matter of fact.
It's not a good thing.
So how about we play, we'll take a short break and we'll do this Aphrodisiac Man songs that one of the listeners sent in to us.
Okay.
You heard of Afro Man, right?
Yes.
The song, what was it called?
Afro Man?
Because I Got High.
Yeah, Because I Got High.
Well, this is Aphrodisiac Man. This is a song about stuff he does before he gets high.
Huh.
So I haven't listened to it yet. I don't know if it's good, so if it's not, I'm sorry. Okay? It's the first show of the year. We've been off 2 months. Okay? Don't expect much. All right? You good with that, Josh?
I'm fine
Ooh-wah.
Brian.
Brown.
Brown.
All right. We'll be right back. Listen to this little ditty here.
I eat a pound of licorice before I get high. I mop the floor with my own piss before I get high. I don't know the reasons why. I do these things before I'm high.
All right, everybody, we're back with more Skooks of Hazzard show. That was Aphrodisiac Man. Before I got high.
Yeah, before I got high. I do plenty of things before I get high.
I know. I always mop the floor with my own piss before I get high.
Yeah, that's one of them because it's sterile.
Yeah. I don't even know who sent that in. They didn't put a name on it.
Hmm.
I really don't even care because it was terrible.
Unknown artists are all the rage right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So during the break, Josh and I were sitting here talking and an email popped up and apparently Chuck's dad messaged the show and told us that they had done an intervention on Chuck.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't think he was in a good place. He was getting a little too happy.
Mm-hmm.
And they filmed it for a new intervention this season.
Yep, absolutely.
You know the show Intervention?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, well, this is going to be on the next season of it.
I know like 8 people that have been on that show.
Yeah.
From Tamaqua alone.
Yeah. Well, this is Chuck's episode.
Oh, okay.
Chuck's dad was nice enough to send in the audio tape of it.
He's such a sweetheart. Did you see the avatar he uses for his emails?
I didn't.
It looks like Sloth from the Goonies.
Really?
Yeah, it's so cute.
Okay. Well, look, I hope everybody enjoys this, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do another segment here. So enjoy Chuck's intervention, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
Dad, I'm home. It's Chuck.
Oh, hi, Chuck. Sorry, me and your mother were just in the living room. We need to talk. You have a couple minutes, right?
Well, Dad, I was actually going to make some more clips for the Skooks of Hazzard show, but what's up?
Well, that's kind of what we wanted to talk to you about. Can you please cut that background music? I don't know where that even comes from. Like, every time you're around anymore, and that's actually what we wanted to talk to you about. Come on in the living room.
Well, what's going on, Dad? I got things to do.
I know. You're very, very busy, always trying to kill yourself. Until recently, I've noticed you got a little spring in your step, and you're always smiling, you're always going to work, you're paying your bills now.
Yeah.
Shit, you're ready to move out of the house soon. But son, I gotta be honest with you. Your death-defying leaps and bounds are really just hurting me and your mother's feelings. We want a son who we could be proud of, say, killed himself.
And I mean, that's all I want, Dad. I just want to make you proud. Well, I mean, I am embarrassed that I can't kill myself. I mean, look at Grandpa. He killed himself. Grandma killed herself. I mean, I just want to make you proud, Dad.
That's absolutely right. You know the crest of our family is just a noose, right?
Yeah, I love that thing. I just, you know, ever since I was a kid.
I was going to pass it down to you, the one that's hanging on our wall right there. I was going to pass it down to you because I just can't go on living with you not being dead.
I mean, I've tried everything, Dad. I jumped in the Grand Canyon. I jumped into a lawnmower. I've even shot myself with several different caliber guns.
I know, and the problem is I'm running out of ammo. I had to get a new blade installed on that goddamn lawnmower. It's crazy. You're costing me so much money. I found a way for you to be able to kill yourself, or at least learn to do it properly, and I do not have to put up tons of money, because me and your mother are basically going broke over here. How are we going to kill ourselves if you can't even do it? You know, that's a really bad example. You know, your sister, your 18-year-old sister, she's basically almost ready to start killing herself. She started smoking. She started blowing guys that have all kinds of, you know, STDs like syphilis and shit, and she's on her way out. And how am I supposed to feel that her 30-year-old brother still living in my basement, trying to kill himself? It won't happen. But I have a gift for you, son.
I'm actually 47, Dad.
Well, whatever. I'm getting old, too. I could barely even see you anymore. I got the cataracts in both eyes, and I have a .45 caliber pistol I'm ready to kill myself every day with, just thinking about how happy you are. Now, your therapist called me the other day, and he told me that you're doing so well, you're not even having the same nightmare. You're actually killing the spider in your dream now, instead of vice versa, which, you know, that means problems.
I mean, what happened to privacy policies?
Well, I gotta tell you this. I pay the man enough, and plus he's not really a doctor. He's more of a pedophile.
Oh, that would explain why I was always touching my crotch.
Well, right. I gotta figure, you know, you're not gay, so if he touches your crotch enough, you'll probably kill yourself. It's always, you know, a long mind game I'm playing on you, son. But here's what I have
for you. I'm so interested in hearing about this. I'm getting really excited. What is this place you're talking about, Dad?
I got a gift of rehabilitation for you, if you'll take it, son. It's called the Death Valley Assisted Dying Facility, and I have a clip here if you want to view it, and then, if you agree, we could fly you out there today.
Well, I'm so interested, Dad, because I'm really sick and tired of failing as a son. I mean, I just want to make you proud, and I mean, you know, my funeral, it's my ultimate goal.
You know I can only be proud of your death, not of your life.
Right, that's exactly it. And I just can't wait. I'm so excited already. Let's sit down and watch this video together.
Hello there. I'm Dr. Aside, but you can call me Sue for short. Are you a complete and utter failure? Do you lack the will to go on, but don't have the tools to finish the job? Then come on down to Death Valley Assisted Dying Facility, where being at rock bottom is the first step in care. We have a very passionate staff consisting of convicted murderers on work release, like O.J. Simpson.
Hi, I'm O.J. Simpson. I didn't do it. Maybe I did. You'll find out soon.
We also have URNs, which obviously stands for unregistered nurses, like Head Nurse Macaulay Culkin.
Hi, I'm Head Nurse Macaulay Culkin. I failed miserably in medical school, but here at Death Valley Assisted Dying Facility, we take blood 7 times a day from your arms, your legs, and your penis.
We also have a head chef who loves poison. His name's Brett Michaels.
Hey, this is Head Chef Brett Michaels. Every rose has its thorn, and so will your surprise omelet. You'll never know what you're going to find. Might be thorns, might be broken glass, just might be anthrax. Get it? We're in poison.
We take pride in you taking your life. Let's hear a success story from one of our patients.
Hello, I'm Edgar Aaron Shaw. I came to Death Valley Assisted Dying Facility so I can learn to kill myself in a number of ways that I never dreamed of. Thank you, Dr. Aside. Your help was almost unnecessary.
Wow. Thank you, Edgar. That sounds like you're having a terrible time here. We have tons of other treatments. Treatments that you will just love to die for. Like, for instance, bystanding and drive-bys, skydiving, target holding, drowning lessons, and electrocution therapy. Now, let's just remember something, people. Death is personal, and you're the person to do it with our help. Now, come on down to Death Valley Assisted Dying Facility, where your last breath is only one breath away.
Oh, gee, Dad, this place sounds swell. When can I go?
Well, Chuck, I could probably send you out tonight. I do have some pamphlets as well. Obviously, you know, some celebrities have gone there. You've heard of, you know, Kurt Cobain and the like. Well, look, I can get you there, like I said, tonight, but you're going to have to promise me something, son.
I need anything, Dad.
Promise me I'm never going to see your face again.
I promise, Dad. And look, I don't even need to pack because hopefully this is a one-way ticket. You're the best, Dad.
I love you, son.
I love you, too.
1 week later.
Well, Chuck, you've been here for about a week now, and I gotta say, you are coming along just fine. You're doing all kinds of great reports here. It looks like you did a wonderful job in the autoerotic asphyxiation class. But it looks like that your drowning lessons aren't going so well. We might be able to put you in one of the advanced classes where you have somebody hold you under. What do you think about that?
Well, Dr. Suicide, I'll try
just
anything.
Just call me Sue.
Okay, Sue. I mean, you know, this place has done wonders for me, and I really think my treatment has advanced, you know, so rapidly in this last week. I think I am ready for the ultimate test.
Okay, well, I will tell you this. We do have one last thing we can try. Are you familiar with bungee jumping?
I certainly am.
Okay, well, then you're going to be fine. I want you to go out to our airstrip, and you're going to meet with a pilot. His name is Captain O.J. Simpson. He's going to fly you up. We're not going to attach any kind of bungees to you, and you're just going to jump out of this plane, and we'll see what happens.
So it's like a bungee-less jumping out of an airplane.
Absolutely.
Well, I never even thought to try that before. I mean, that's brilliant, Dr. Suicide. I mean, Sue, I'm sorry.
Well, we tried it with just helium balloons, but everybody was so impressed with the colors coming down, we just couldn't see us killing somebody. You're going to have to do a hell of a job. Are you ready for this final approach?
I am, Doctor. I am. I cannot wait to splatter on the ground. Oh, wow, we are really high up. I hope this works, because I've tried everything, and I just want to make my daddy proud. Mr. Simpson, are we high enough?
Definitely. I took several Percocet before I decided to fly this plane, so you're in good hands.
All right, great. All right, here I come, Dad. This is it. I'm gonna finally make you proud. Here I go!
We're back with the rest of the show. That was something else, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's about time that Chuck finally got the help he needed.
Yeah, but I don't think it was the help that we thought he was going to get.
No, not at all. I thought he was actually going to turn his life around, but his dad actually wanted him to commit suicide.
That's a crazy place. I wonder if that's real.
It's
assisted dying facility.
It's in Death Valley.
Yeah, you know? It makes sense, but I've never heard of such a place.
Of Death Valley?
Well, no, I've heard of Death Valley. I've never heard of an assisted dying facility, though.
Did you ever hear of Life Mountain?
No, I haven't heard of that
either. It's up there.
So that was Chuck's intervention. I hope you liked it.
And then Chuck's favorite song, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yeah.
But that goes for anybody who is really, you know, looking to kill themselves. You know,
I'm impressed. I mean, Chuck's dad, that was really well produced.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Whoever, who, I mean, that was good.
That Sue, Dr. Sue, she sounded hot.
Yeah, she sounded really hot.
Yeah.
Oh, my dear God. So, look, we have, well, we're going to do one more segment, but I thought, you know, do you want to hear this other Aphrodisiac Man song? Because I haven't listened to it
yet. Yeah, just play it while we're
sitting
here.
It's only 20 seconds.
Oh, well then, yeah, of course.
I think, because the first one was short. Mm-hmm. We got one more segment to do, but we might as well indulge this person who sent this in. Who is to remain nameless.
Okay.
Jared.
Yeah, not Jared. Right.
Yeah, this is Aphrodisiac Man Part 2. Let's see this.
I turn the lights off in the house before I get high. I watch an episode of Gilmore Girls before I get high. Tell me, Dr. Y, the reason why I do these things.
You know, now that it's over, I immediately regret playing it.
Yeah,
I agree. This one was worse than the first one.
Well, look, if you think about it this way, if you watch Gilmore Girls before you get high,
yeah,
it's all the more reason to get high.
I follow you.
All right, cool. I normally watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer on mute.
Right.
Because I don't like the words that are coming out of their mouths, but I love the action
of,
you know, a vampire slayer actually not killing any vampires.
Right.
It's so good. I'm so glad that show didn't get canceled.
All right, look, we're going to do a new segment that we have. My co-host here, Josh Bryan, has been...
taking poetry classes.
Taking poetry classes, and he's been working on his haikus. He wrote a bunch of them. For this segment, and it's called Poetry Corner.
Well, I've been writing these and compiling them in my poetry journal for months now. I just didn't bring it to you until now.
Yeah, I mean, and plus we wanted to take the show in a more educational and intellectual, you know.
Cultured.
Yeah.
We want to
go that way with the show, because mm-hmm. most of our humor is pretty stupid.
Look, I've been to London, England.
I can't think that this is going to be any different. So here we go. Let's do the Poetry Corner. We're going to read Josh Bryan's haikus.
Well, we definitely have a jingle for this.
We definitely do.
Let's play
I was getting to that.
Oh, you're so wonderful.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
The Skooks of Hazzard Poetry Corner.
It's the Skooks of Hazzard Poetry Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Has its own jingle.
Yeah.
Very professional.
Extremely professional. I mean, the people that we like to reach out to, like the listeners right now, for
mm-hmm.
the listener,
yeah.
I'm impressed by your will to come back and listen every week. We figured, let's step it up a notch. Now, I used to do iambic pentameter, but...
Explain what that is.
Well, that's a different type of poem that you can write.
Mm-hmm.
I think Shakespeare did a lot of stuff in that.
But the structure of it is... Five words?
No.
No?
That's haiku.
Oh, right.
And that's not even right.
Right.
The haiku is five syllables, seven syllables, then five syllables.
I mean, you're the one that's taking the poetry class. It's not me, so I don't know. I'm curious.
Iambic pentameter is AABBAABB, and that's just not
fun. Isn't that the blood code for Mortal Kombat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And also the Contra code, so
right.
you get 30 lives.
Yeah.
Chuck would hate that.
He would definitely hate that.
Yep. All right, so... Let's start this off with something very simple.
We have a whole pile of poems here, and we're just going to grab one and read them.
Okay, this is the very first one. I wrote this when I was drunk one time. It's, I play the tuba. Chumbawamba just called me. Well, I got knocked down.
That's deep.
Absolutely.
That's about drug use, isn't it?
I was drunk.
Probably not.
I was tuba thumping.
I have one here that says, Spelunking Hobby. Exciting way to impress chicks and grandparents. These are haikus.
Yes.
You're working on your haiku form of poetry.
Yes, absolutely. And the only way I could do that is if I write a shitload of them and then we weed out the bad ones.
Right.
That one's not one of my greatest. That might have been my third one I ever wrote.
Again, it's five syllables in the first line, seven in the second, and five in the third, right?
Yep.
Okay, great.
No, it's 575. So here we go. This one, I remember writing this when I was super horny. The cream of the crop, also known as corn jism, hot buttery corn.
You should start your own haiku website. These are good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one about my son. Connor just busted in. Super cool kid with talent, just needs discipline. He's always busting in here when we're doing the show.
He's like the cops.
He's like the Skooks of Hazzard mascot.
Oh, here. This is one I wrote when I was missing you, and I figure you might start doing the show without me.
You were missing me?
Yeah, of course.
Aww.
This one is, here it is. Eric Stevens Show. Solo career when this fails. Great ratings? Yank.
Yank, fresh paint. That was good.
Yeah.
Here's yours. Which just so happens to be next in the pile.
Oh, this one I wrote about myself.
I know this isn't, it says Joshua Bryan, but I'm going to say it like it's supposed to be said. Joshua Bryan, God's gift to crippled women. He's got free crutches.
So
that's how you snag them.
Well, yeah, I used to be really into Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, that's more for the elderly women.
Yes.
Yeah.
Elderly men.
Yeah, crippled.
Okay, this one, I remember writing this one. Because I was raised Catholic, I had to do a shout-out. This one is Original Sin. Not that original now. Been 6,000 years.
Yeah.
Haiku.
Unoriginal sin. Here we go. Here's the next one. Your gonorrhea is now our gonorrhea. Thanks a lot, Gerald.
Aw.
Gerald.
That was sweet.
Gerald.
Well, he's had his mouth around many a phallus,
yeah.
And you never know.
If you're having sex with Gerald, gonorrhea is the least of your worries.
Absolutely.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, this one I wrote when I was sitting on the toilet.
Okay.
President Trump Wall. Great place to hang framed photos of dead Mexicans.
It's funny because it's got a bit of truth in it.
Well, NAFTA.
Speaking of Trump, here's one on Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin, you down with the KGB? Yeah, you know me, boy.
Yeah, that was in my, Russian rap phase I was in.
Yeah.
This one I must have wrote when I was hungry. It just says, biscuits and gravy. Everyone loves sausage chunks in thick white gravy.
That has sexual undertones. It's an innuendo.
I was hungry.
Here's one. It says, really fucking stoned. Smoke some good shit. Now so high. High as this haiku. Bada boom.
Bada boom.
Bada boom.
So that was, that was about getting high writing haikus.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one, wow, holy shit. I was, thinking of you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
This is Eric's dad. I'm sofa king. We totted. That's really creepy.
The haiku.
If you listen to the show before, you'll get that joke. If not, then
go back and listen to that show.
Go back and listen to it. Here's one. Bermuda Triangle. Just added another side. Now Bermuda Square. That's my favorite so far. Bermuda Square.
Well, yeah, I was definitely into shapes at that point.
Yeah, Amelia Earhart would probably fit in really well at that assisted death dying facility.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she did a good job.
This one, Porn on the Cob Band. Sexy as fuck David Grohl. Unemployment line.
David Grohl, singer of the Foo Fighters, not to be confused with the drummer of Nirvana.
That's correct.
Here's another one about pornography. Free pornography, www.porn.com. Click away, fellas.
That sounds more like instructions than a haiku. Well, maybe it's an instructional haiku.
Yeah.
I told you, I wasn't very good. I still haven't found my breakthrough.
Yeah, I don't know if www.porn.com is an actual website, so if you go there, you might get a virus, so I wouldn't do it.
Well, it can't be any worse than gonorrhea.
Yeah.
All right, this next one, I remember when I wrote this. Nitrous oxide tank, 200 pack of balloons. Then running from cops.
Then running from cops?
Yep.
That's what happens. That sounds like that guy we talked about the one time that dove into the parking lot. Hey, speaking of Connor busting in, look who it is.
Ah.
Suicide Chuck Bits. Time filling, but super sad. Two words, lightsaber. He hasn't tried a lightsaber yet.
No, he is not.
I'm sure it's going to happen eventually, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, next one.
This one takes me back. I wrote this one about a year ago. Dr. Fallible.
Dr. Fallible.
Fake New York accent fooled us. Dr. Oz ain't shit.
Yeah. He ain't got nothing on Dr. Fallible.
Nope. I mean, he knows it all.
Yeah, that guy graduated from the same university as Dr. Suicide. Get it?
Yeah. Oh, I just got that.
Yeah. You see what I did there?
She's not a real doctor.
Not at all.
Oh.
Here's one. World's worst comic, Nate. California got the shaft. Moment he moved there.
No, just kidding, Nate. We love you.
Yeah, you're doing well.
All right. This one I wrote right after Thanksgiving. I remember this. Queenie is now queen of the entire skookosphere. Nice jugs. Dump them out. Hope you're listening, Queenie.
New term, skookosphere.
Ooh, we're on our last one.
Our last one. It's Daniel Corey going on adventures, sir. Not really. He's lame. Daniel Corey, former co-host.
Yes.
Of the show for two episodes.
See, I did a lot of them about co-hosts because, you know, I care a lot about the people that I've worked with.
Most of them were about the show. I did one because I'm terrible at haikus. I was only able to think of one.
Well, you didn't take the 8-week training course.
I didn't, and I'm trying. So here's the one I wrote about the show.
Earl Skakel. Our best guest ever. Fuck Todd Glass.
Yeah, Todd Glass.
I got to be honest with you. Todd, this isn't even a haiku.
It's not?
Earl Skakel is 3. Our best guest ever is 5. And then fuck Todd Glass is 3 again.
No.
It's 5,
Earl
7.
Earl Skakel.
Yeah.
You don't know how to do yourself. Oh, wait, that's 3. That's right.
All
right. Well, I was too short on each line.
That's correct.
Damn
you
it.
Were too short on each
well,
line.
Well, I got to. Maybe there's an online course in haiku writing I could take.
Yeah, it's haiku.
Yeah.
.edu.
.edu.
Yeah, haiku.
That's real.
.edu, where you can go on, take their 1-minute study course on how to count syllables.
Yeah.
And then add words to that.
I think I was just confused on the number in each line. So it didn't meet the standards for the criteria for a haiku.
You know what? Maybe if Chuck is really dead, he could start his own poetry society called Dead Poets Committee.
Yeah.
Not society. Not society.
Well, if there's a few things we've learned at this show, one, I'm no Maya Angelou. 2, Josh is. 3, Chuck might be dead.
Yeah, and that's fine. I think before we leave for the day, though, Eric, if you don't mind.
No.
Like we did around Thanksgiving, we went and, you know, said what we were all thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do a Christmas special or anything because,
nope.
You know, let's face it, I had Chrismahana Kwanzaa to celebrate this year, and that's way too many holidays. I couldn't get over here. I couldn't light your menorah. I couldn't light your Kwanzaa candle. I couldn't leave you corn. I couldn't leave you fruit. And several fishes as they enjoyed having.
It's customary.
It is customary. But I will tell you this: I did do a New Year's resolution this year. Would you like to have it?
I would love to hear it, and then make sure you follow up on it.
And this goes along with our friend Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, me and Chuck are the polar opposites. You know, he's the moon, and I'm the dark side of the moon.
And he always wants to die, and you love life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Here's my New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Don't die.
Don't die?
Mm-hmm.
How's it going so far?
It's pretty good. I've gone 27 days without dying.
That's great.
And I'm looking forward to day 28. Now, I heard around day 30, you start to get a little withdrawal from not dying. You know, you start, really living. You know?
Yeah.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Is the old saying.
Well, it's not that old. I mean, what's his name? Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
He's the one who said that.
Did he really?
Yeah, but no, I can't stand his voice. It's way too grating.
He's got one of those velvety voices that I wish I had.
Yeah, it sounds like nails on a cockboard. If you know what a cockboard is, it's like a tongue depressor, but you tape it to the bottom of your dick.
All right, everybody. That's episode 58. We've been away for 2 months. You got almost a solid hour of a show. There was some great stuff in there. Wasn't there, Josh?
I'm going to have to concur
Good.
On that.
Because if you didn't, I would throw you out of my house.
Well, what was your New Year's resolution? You didn't even tell me.
Oh, my New Year's resolution?
Mm-hmm.
I don't make New Year's resolutions.
Really?
Yeah, I make them for other people.
I make old year resolutions.
I'll say, look, don't be such an asshole this year.
Well,
to that guy I don't like at work.
That's nice. What about the celebrities? They have some good New Year's resolutions this year, don't they?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
There's a whole website.
Maybe Donald Trump. Don't be a racist bigot.
No. I saw a new one from Donald Trump that says, okay, this year I'm not going to do any climate change. I'm not going to go ahead and build a wall.
I'm not going to go ahead and kick transgenders out of the fucking military. I'm not going to not have sex with Stormy Daniels.
His is a long, long list.
It is. It's almost as long as our Constitution.
And Bill Cosby's would be like, don't rape.
No, I'm pretty sure it would be like, don't lose the number of your Quaalude prescription, you know?
If Bill Cosby's was something like, look, I'm going to stop eating chocolate, I would say, maybe you should go with not raping.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I can amend it for you, make it fit your personality and your character. Don't rape.
Hollywood just put out like an entire, it's only one. It's, you know, whatever you do, I'm not going to sexually harass people.
And on that note, that's the end of the show, everybody. All right. I hope you enjoyed episode 58. Hopefully we will see you again soon. And until we do, take care of yourselves. See ya.
Bye.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show.